Hello, welcome to the Joshua Generation Sermon of the Week. I hope and pray that you will be blessed as you listen to this sermon and encounter God in a new way. God bless you.
Let's go to the Word of God. 1 Kings, 2 Kings, chapter number 6, reading from verse 1 to verse 4. In chorus, we'll read together on the screen so that we comfort those that don't come with Bibles today and make them feel included. At a count of three, one, two, three, read. And the sons of the prophet say to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there and let us make there a place where we may dwell." So he answered, "Go." Then one said, "Please, consent to go with your servants," and he answered, "I will go." Verse 4. All right, Isaiah chapter number 54, verse 1 to 4. Isaiah chapter number 54, verse 1 to, let's go up to verse 3. Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 3. Again, at a count of three, one, two, three, read. "Sing, O barren, you who have not borne, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of your desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge." Verse 3. All right, let's go back to verse 2. We will read it again in chorus where it says you, you will put I. All right, where it says your, you will put my. So verse 2 and 3, 1, 2, 3, read. Verse 3. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, read. Did you just say you shall expand? I didn't hear you. Did you just say you shall expand? All right. Under the subject, very briefly this afternoon, get ready for expansion. Get ready for expansion. Help me announce to your neighbor, say, get ready for expansion. You are not speaking it like you believe it. Find another neighbor, tell them, get ready for expansion. Please be seated. We are in a very exciting season, the year of divine overflow. And there are several aspects and dynamics that we need to understand in as far as divine overflow is concerned. But fundamentally, it is important for us to know that a season of divine overflow will lead to increase. The season of divine overflow will always lead to increase. The theme scripture for the year in Joel chapter number 2, verse 24 tells us that the threshing floors will be full of wheat and the vats shall be full of wine and oil. So divine overflow is equal to increase. And as a matter of necessity, increase will require expansion, or increase leads to expansion. So in other words, you cannot talk about divine overflow, you cannot talk about increase without talking about expansion. Look at your neighbor one more time. Say, get ready for expansion. Say it to yourself. Say, get ready for expansion. I want you to know today, Joshua Generation, we serve a God of increase and expansion. We serve a God of increase and expansion. Expansion is God's language. There is nothing God starts that ends the same. There is nothing that God starts that remains at the same level. Everything associated with God will always manifest increase, will always manifest fruitfulness, enlargement, and expansion. From the very beginning, God blesses man and says to him, be fruitful and multiply. In other words, be fruitful, increase, and expand, or enlarge as it were. But we need to now know that expansion, while it is God's intention and desire for our lives, expansion requires preparation. Expansion requires preparation. I am more than convinced in my spirit that in as far as your season of divine overflow is concerned, God has an expansion plan for your life. I didn't hear your amen. I said God has an expansion plan for your life. But in order for you to walk in that expansion plan of God, you need to prepare for that expansion. And this afternoon, I want to share with you four keys or four principles that you need to use to prepare for your expansion. Because expansion is certainly coming. It is not a matter of whether it will or not. It is a matter of when. And as the expansion comes, you need to prepare for it. So what will it take for you to be able to experience God's expansion for your life? Four things very quickly that will enable us to be able to walk in the divine expansion of God and see the manifestation of it. Number one, in order for you to prepare effectively for expansion, you need to revisit the foundations upon which your life is built. In order for you to prepare for expansion, you need to revisit the foundations upon which your life is built. Why is this important? You need to understand that everything you have become and achieved thus far is a result of largely, or has been largely determined by, the foundations upon which your life has been built. There could be several other factors that have influenced how far you have come, who you have become, and what you have achieved. But I believe to a great extent, who you are today, what you have become, what you've been able to achieve, has been to a large extent influenced by the foundations upon which your life has been built. Those could be the value systems from which you were raised, the experiences of life, the philosophies of life that you have used to believe what you believe, or to expect what you have expected in life, how you perceive yourself, the value that you place on yourself, the worth that you've placed on yourself, how much you believe in the word of God concerning your life, are all various factors that influence the foundation of your life. But for purposes of preparing for expansion, I want to focus on two foundational aspects that you really need to revisit in order to prepare for your expansion. Number one foundation is your mindset. Your mindset foundation. And I want you to know, beloved, that every expansion begins with a mindset upgrade. Look at your neighbor and tell them, every expansion begins with a mindset upgrade. Say it like you mean it. Say, every expansion starts with a mindset upgrade. Now look at your neighbor like you are their parent and say, you need a mindset upgrade. All right. Whatever you are going to achieve that is greater than where you are right now will require you to think bigger than where you are right now. In other words, if your mindset is narrow, your life can never be bigger than what it is presently. If your mindset is narrow, your life can never be bigger than what it is presently. Everything that leads to expansion begins with an upgrade into as far as what we think and what we end up becoming, pursuing, and achieving. Last week, we dealt with the subject, what do you see? And we were dealing with perception or perspective. And we talked about how that for many things in life, what really influences how we respond to them is the perspective from which we see them. And sometimes the problem may not necessarily be the problem. The problem may just be the way we look at the situation. And when we begin to see it from a different perspective, it shifts how we approach it, it shifts how we respond to it, and it shifts how we begin to make progress in our lives. There are many things that you could have already achieved in your life right now if you had the right mindset concerning those things. So every expansion begins with a mindset upgrade. The sons of the prophet with Elisha were dwelling in a place that had become too small for them, and yet for the longest time they did not realize that the place was too small for them. We read in 2 Kings chapter number 6 that they then went to Elisha and were able to say to him, "See now, the place where we dwell with you has become too small." This is a man, a prophet, who was able to see the future, but was not able to perceive the smallness of his current state. May God open your eyes to see the current state of your life and provoke you to desire for expansion in the name of Jesus. Say to him, "See, the place where we dwell with you has become too small for us. Let us now go to the Jordan River and there begin to build another place for us." It had to take somebody to see differently to realize we cannot continue in this state. And for some of you, under the sound of my voice this afternoon, both in the auditorium and online, you need to come to that place today where you say, "I cannot continue in this state. I cannot continue my life the way it is right now." Because let me tell you, as far as God is concerned, there is expansion coming your way. But you need a mindset upgrade that is able to see beyond, that is able to see what else is possible with your life. The second foundation you need to revisit are the systems and the structures of your life. Other than just your mindset, you need to address the systems and the structures of your life. And the principle here is that God cannot trust you with expansion if your mindset and the systems and the structures of your life are not able to accommodate it. There has to be a revisiting of these foundations in order for you to be able to go where you need to go. Many of us are victims of, you know, praying for God's blessings, but never intentionally preparing and making room for them. We will spend time praying. We'll spend time fasting. "Lord, I am praying for this. Lord, I claim my car. Lord, I claim my job. Lord, I claim my husband, my wife, whatever." But you see, it cannot come until there's an adjustment to the systems and structures of your life to accommodate the blessing. So beyond praying for the blessing, you need to be able to build the right systems. In fact, one of the ways I demonstrate faith to God, and one of the ways you can demonstrate faith to God in as far as your prayer life is concerned, is to build systems, or to start building systems and structures that you will need when God answers your prayer. You need to start building today the systems and the structures that you need for when God answers your prayer. So you are praying for a job, but what systems and structures do you need to be able to accommodate the job when it comes? You are praying for a job, but you wake up at 8 hours. You are praying for a husband, but the way you dress, like a nyau from Utengule ni somewhere over Nchwala. We are not sure whether you are serious with your life or not. You are praying for a car. You have not filled in the form for a driver's license. But you are coming and sowing seeds. Father, it is my time. Which time? You cannot expand with the current systems and structures of your life. You cannot experience expansion with the current systems and structures of your life. In order for you to walk in the expansion that God has for you, there has to be a revisiting of the systems and the structures. So the principle is, for whatever you are praying for God to do for you this year, start building the systems and the structures to accommodate the answer when God answers your prayer. You see, even clapping, you don't have a system and a structure. You don't know whether you must clap or you need a system and a structure to clap. But you see, for many of us, what holds us back from experiencing the next level God has for us is exactly that. We have no problem praying. We have no problem fasting. We have no problem sowing the seed. But God is saying, if I expand you, or when I expand you, where will it fit? Look at your neighbor, say, where will it fit? You want a wife. You are failing to take care of stockings, socks, and you want to raise somebody's daughter. You are failing to manage one boxer shorts. You want to manage a person. Which one? Which system? Which structure? You want to be a wife. Wiki imozi kukanga kusunga chabe bwino. Wiki imozi. When you enter the room, the wig is all over. You throw it anywhere. Sometimes you even forget it's your wig. You go in your room, you find it looking at you. You get scared. Bye, Aine! Then you remember, oh, it's my wig. And then you put it properly. If you can't take care of a wig, how will you take care of a husband who has token and boxer problems? Look at your neighbor, say systems and structures. For whatever you are praying for God to do for you, build systems and structures. So you need to revisit the foundations upon which your life has been built. What are your belief systems? What do you believe? What do you hold as your life principles, as your life values that govern how you make decisions, governs how you relate with people, how you do things, where you go, how you go there? All those are important to prepare you for the expansion that is coming. And let me say here, this is not just for individuals, but I believe that in this season, God is getting ready to expand the youth, students, and young adults ministry of Bread of Life. And everybody better get ready for an expansion. But I want to challenge everybody, especially the leaders, revisit the foundations. It can no longer be business as usual. If today God blessed us with visitors that filled the whole auditorium up to the back, do we have the system to accommodate them? Are the structures in place? So we will pray, but we need to also have the wisdom to build the systems. We need the wisdom to build the structures. Let me quickly go to my second point. The second point here is that other than revisiting the foundations upon which your life is built, you need to expose yourself to what else can be possible with your life. In order to prepare for expansion, you need to expose yourself to what else can be possible with your life. Says to them, see now, the place where we dwell has become too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan and let each man cut, a tree, and let us build there a place where we may dwell. You need to be able to expose yourself to what else is possible with your life. And in order for you to do that successfully, you need to be uncomfortable with smallness. If you are going to proactively engage in exposing yourself to what else can be possible with your life, you will need to be uncomfortable with smallness. Look at your neighbor for me, tell them, be uncomfortable with smallness. Look at your neighbor properly, tell them, be uncomfortable with smallness. Look at another neighbor, tell them, be uncomfortable with smallness. Many of us are raised for survival. We live our lives on survival mode. And that level of mindset sometimes becomes what hinders us from experiencing the possibilities of God. Everything about our behavior is rational. We ration things. It has to be in small quantities on the go. Let me just do this to survive and then move to the next thing. Let me just buy this to pass by this day and then we'll take care of the next day. Let me just do this to reach my destination, then I'll do the other thing. It can be seen even in your daily behaviors. I talk to people sometimes and I ask them, for example, how much talk time do you spend on a month? And they'll give me a number and say, okay, maybe I spend 100 kwacha of talk time and so on and so forth. How much money do you spend on buying bundles? And you notice something very interesting. Very few people will buy the full amount they need for the whole month, even when they have the money to do so. They are so used to buying it on the go. I'll just buy for 10 kwacha for this week. Don't laugh. Your neighbor may know that we're talking about them. Just buy 10 kwacha for this week. Or for 2 days. After 2 days, you see them topping up again and they're buying for another 10 kwacha, 15 kwacha. After a couple of days, they're buying again. Eventually, they'll still end up buying for 100 kwacha anyway. So why not just buy for 100 kwacha at the beginning and move on? I like the silence. We are used to living life yopimisa. But may I prophesy to you, you are not a Pamela. God has an expansion plan for you. I know growing up you survived on Pamela, but that is not the story of your life. You are not living your life on Pamela. No. The last I checked, it says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. It didn't say, and have it your pimisa. It says, and have it abundantly. Stop living life your pimisa. Be uncomfortable with smallness. If you have money, buy talk time for the whole month. Be okay to have as much talk time as you don't even need in your phone. To have as much bundles as you don't even need in your phone. Same thing even for those that drive. Every day you are going to the filling station. Before we go to church, let's just pass through the feeding station. Well, you know how much you will spend anyway. You might as well just put it in advance. But what does that tell you? We are conditioned to live on the go. We are conditioned to live in survival mode. I remember 2013, we were at the youth camp at DK, and I had released my car for some people to use it, but I needed to make some errands and run around, so I was stranded, didn't have a car. And I remember asking one of the sisters there who had a car, and said, could I use your car to do some things, because mine has gone out. So she released her car to me, ran around. I wasn't in camp that day, was busy attending to something the whole morning, and came back later on in the afternoon, parked her car, went and handed her the keys, and I said, thank you very much. God bless you. And I'm sure at that point she was even saying, this brother, how does he just use the car and say thank you very much? You know, and I left. She didn't use the car because she was in camp, but the following morning she was going for work. She went and switched on her car and found it was on full tank. She calls me and says, there's a problem. My car is under attack. I said, what attack? She says to me, from the time I bought this car, it has never had full tank before. But here is what that did. She later on called me and said, you know, ever since you did that, I now put full tank in my car. Mindset shift. Don't get used to smallness. Buy talk time for the whole month. Buy fuel for the whole week, for the whole month. What it also does is that it saves you time. The time you are dialing star, what, that's time you could be saying, hey, to bae. But you are busy dialing star, what. Because you are used to life, your pimisa. The time you are passing through the filling station to refuel could be time you are using to do something else. Mindset. Revisit the foundations upon which your life is built. Expose yourself to what else could be possible with your life. And it starts with you. You have to make the decision. Be uncomfortable with smallness. You are at school. You have BC. Buy enough food for the whole month. Not every day in the night you are the one rushing by the, what you call it there, to go and buy, you know, last minute purchases. It's a mindset. Now, the reason why I'm using these daily basic examples is because if you are failing at that level, imagine at the level of your next expansion that God has for you. With that kind of mindset, God cannot trust you there. He can't allow your Pamela mentality to come to the other side. It has to be transformed. It has to change. You need to think about, how do I become uncomfortable with this smallness? There has to be a place you get tired. See, the place where we dwell has become too small for us. And begin to respond to God's possibilities. Look at your neighbor one more time. Say, be uncomfortable with smallness. Point at them with your finger, with the authority of the pastor. Say, be uncomfortable. This is the only time you're allowed to point at your neighbor. So point at them. Say, be uncomfortable with your smallness. Say it like an aggressive street person. Say, hello. Be uncomfortable. No, don't say hello like you're cute. Hello. No. Say, hello. In fact, say, hello, not hello. It's hello. Be uncomfortable with smallness. Be uncomfortable. Deacon Ngosa, when God opened up spaces for me to start traveling, I used to get excited. I didn't care where I was going, how I was going. Whenever I just heard that I'm flying, I'm traveling, I was very happy. So I would go, sometimes I would go early to the airport just in case they change their mind and tell me, you're not going. So I would go hours early, you know, check in. I didn't care how long I was waiting. I would sit on those airport chairs just waiting comfortably. All I cared for is I'm getting on a plane and going somewhere. And for a certain season, it was nice. Until one day, I was in a certain airport and I asked myself,
Okay, we are not the only people who travel. There are other VIP celebrity people that travel. How come I never see them on airports? How come I never see them on the queues? I don't see them. You know, when you're sitting on those two chairs, they're not there. But you hear that they were on the plane. I said, so what system works here that makes others show up and others don't show up, but you're on the same flight? So I began to investigate. They told me, oh, no, there's, Kwalibama lounge, Ukobaya, you know, where they sit. Them, they don't come and sit here. They sit in certain lounges and all of that. I said, okay, what does it take to go to that lounge? And then they gave me a list. The kind of things it takes to qualify. You know, the kind of amount, income you need to have and all of those things. I looked at it, my smallness literally felt like my ancestors from Lwapula were telling me, behave yourself. This is not our level. These are not the kind of things we involve ourselves in. Let's just stick to whatever it is there. But I said, no. If there is this possibility, there has to be a way to get there. Told myself, I'm giving myself 2 years. The next time I fly, I will never sit on those two chairs at the airport again. I began to work towards it. Worked hard. Fulfilled everything that was required. The next time I was traveling, I noticed life changed. The way I was upset with those two chairs. But remember, for the longest time, I was happy. I didn't care. But when the next level was exposed to me, I hated the other level. I said, no, I can't go back there. Previously, you'd go sit there. When it's time to board, you see people running around carrying their suitcases and all of that. I realized, kuma lounge, itakuwa kubutuka butuka. They'll literally come and tell you, sir, it's your time to board. And you don't stand in a hurry. You take your time. You pack your laptop nicely. You know, pull the cable. Take time to roll the cable. You know, just quietly you're rolling the cable. You know. Oh, by the way, you need to have headsets. You need to be like, you know, soaking and all of that. You know. Don't rush. You know, put your jacket nicely and then say, thank you very much. And then you walk away. You walk away. I was on my way to Spain last year, and I had a long layover in Amsterdam. I went to the lounge where the big people go. I reached there, produced my bank cards and everything. I gave to the lady. She looked at me, looked at everything, scanned everything. It was all okay. I entered. I knew why she looked at me funny, because when I entered, there was no black person in that room. I was the only black. And I made sure I went and sat where they could all see me. Put my thing there, went, grabbed some food, started serving myself. I saw there was a couple next to me with their son. They looked very wealthy. And I could tell they are traveling with their son. And they sat. I sat next to them and I began to eavesdrop on their conversation. And I was like, so this is how rich people talk to their sons. When I got home, I took Ethan. I said, come, my boy. So we're going to, you know, what we will do now is, there's a way rich people talk to their children. You know, there's a way rich people talk to their children. You are used to, lekefia upua. Them rich people, they are just teaching them how to invest. So what business do you want to invest in? I looked at the boy they were talking business with. I said, what does this boy even understand about business? But I could see the mom talking to him. The dad walked away. The mom was beginning to show him some documents. I'm like, this is the level where, expose yourself. In order to expose yourself, you need to have the right self-worth about yourself. Many of us cannot do and dare to do greater things because of the perception we have about our worth. That's where many of us struggle. We fail at the place of our worth. Sometimes
People may not even care or may not even have a negative perception about you, but you yourself has disqualified yourself. And so to be able to do beyond what God or what your current level of life has, you need to change how you see yourself. I know you've gone through struggles. I know you've gone through painful things. I know you've gone through failures, mistakes, and disappointments, but they do not define you. You are not your mistakes. You are not your disappointments. You are not your failures. You are worth what God says you are worth. Right now, you may not have the money, but you are worth what God says you are worth. Right now, you may not have the qualification, but you are worth what God says you are worth. I want you from today to begin to respond to life based on what God says you are worth. Show up with every worth in accordance to what God has said. Many of us cannot go further than where we are because of that perception, what we believe about our worth. I was listening this week to an interview by a lady called Kim Ken Lima. Some of you may know her. She's one of the wealthiest women entrepreneurs in the world. Look her up, Kim Ken Lima. And the story of her life is that for the longest time, she struggled with a skin problem. So she had, you know, this skin condition that, you know, challenged and affected, you know, her self-worth. She never thought she was beautiful. She never thought she was really attractive. And all the cosmetics that she would try on would not do the trick to help her build, you know, a better image of herself. So later on, she decided to actually begin to produce her own cosmetics and began to, you know, package her own cosmetics. And it turned out those cosmetics worked for her. And so she literally began to sell them out. And for the first 8 years of trying to make a sale, nobody could give her attention. They would just literally ignore her. You know, whichever door she knocked, she was ignored. But she ran the business for 8 years. Until one day, somebody gave her an opportunity to feature on a TV talk show. And when she went on the TV talk show, she went with her makeup on, and then she began to explain the product and told them, what you see is the makeup. I'm going to remove the makeup and show you my real skin and all of that and the condition of my skin. So she did that on TV, removed the makeup and showed the people the, you know, the real face. And then they realized, this product is powerful. People began to buy it. And within a short space of time, one of the largest cosmetics company, L'Oreal, was able to buy her business for $1.2 billion. In just an instant, she had $1.2 billion into account. And she became the first female CEO of the biggest cosmetics company in the world, L'Oreal. Now, the story goes that when she began to break through in her business, one of the people that she had always admired in her childhood was Oprah Winfrey. And so for the longest time, she would look at Oprah Winfrey and go like, I want to be a successful female entrepreneur like her and all of that. But when she broke through, Oprah called her, because now she's a billionaire and she's playing in a certain league. So Oprah calls her and invites her home for lunch. And she went to Oprah's home, had lunch with her, had a conversation for 3 hours. And when she was going out, Oprah gave her her personal line and says to her, as she was seeing her out of the door, she says, here is my number. Call me anytime. And she walked away with Oprah's number and went her way. And for 4 years, she never called Oprah. And after 4 years, she began to ask herself, why haven't I called her? And she thought to herself, no, I was trying to show her that I'm not needy. You know, I'm not the kind of person that would abuse her number and all of that. Or, you know, I was trying to show her that I'm also. But as she was introspecting, she says in that interview that it dawned on her that the real reason she never called Oprah was because she never felt worthy to be her friend. For 4 years, she had an open door that she never responded to, and she gave all kinds of excuses. But when she did a deep soul searching, she discovered the real reason she never called
was because she never felt worthy to be a friend. Many of you are literally in the place of your life where God has made possible certain things for you, but you don't feel worthy. I came to correct that and declare over you, you are worthy in the name of Jesus. You are worth that job. You are worth that business. You are worth that qualification. You are worth that relationship. You are worth that marriage. You are worth that career progress. Whatever it is that the enemy has been saying you are not worth, I declare over you by the word of God, you are worth it in the name of Jesus. You will arise after today, begin to refuse to turn down opportunities based on your past, based on how you feel about yourself. Some of you, it's what people have made you feel. You are in the choir, they've never asked you to hold the mic, not even to pack it. Not even just to fold the cable of the mic. At least if they ask you to fold the cable, you can see there's a sign. If they ask me to fold the cable, next they'll ask me, put it on the stand. Then next they'll tell me, stand on the stand. None of that has ever happened. And you're beginning to think, maybe I don't have the voice like the other person. Let me tell you, everyone is worth their place here. Amen. Everyone. Everyone. The very fact that you are there means you qualify to be there. So don't let your mindset limit you to what God has already made possible for you. Don't let your mindset limit how far God can take you. Number three, very quickly, build new partnerships. If you are to prepare for expansion, you need to build new partnerships. Media, give me Luke chapter number 5, verse 7. Luke chapter number 5 and verse 7. You need to understand that one is too small a number to achieve and handle the kind of expansion that is coming your way. Look at that. It says, this is Peter encountering an expansion moment. It says, so they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. One of the ways to prepare for expansion is to begin to identify new partnerships and begin to build new partnerships for where you believe God is taking you. And the reason is simply this. There's a certain level of overflow you cannot handle alone. No matter what you are believing God for, there is a certain level of overflow you cannot handle alone. Many of you are missing your opportunity to prepare for expansion because you want to go it alone. You want to be a loner. You are even planning, I'll just show up and they'll be surprised. Where have you been? No, we won't be surprised because that may not happen if you are trying to go alone. So you need to identify, who can I talk to? If you see somebody is doing what you desire to do, reach out to them and say, I want to connect with you. I want to be part of what you're doing. Number four, release your faith. Beyond revisiting the foundations upon which your life is built, beyond intentionally exposing yourself to what else is possible with your life, beyond building new partnerships, you need to release your faith. You need to step out and begin to do something practical about the expansion that is coming. What can you begin to do today for the expansion that is coming your way? We have heard from God's word, and it says to us now in Isaiah chapter number 54, verse 2 and 3, enlarge the place of your dwelling. Stretch forth. Lengthen your cords. It says, do not hold back. Then in verse 3 it says, for you will expand to the left and to the right. I prophesy over somebody an all-round expansion over your life in the name of Jesus.
You not just expand in your career, you expand in business, you expand in influence, you will expand in your leadership, you will expand in ministry. Whatever area of expansion, may you possess it in the name of Jesus. You will expand. Joshua generation, I came to announce to you, we are getting ready for a mega expansion. I didn't hear your amen. I said we're getting ready for a mega expansion. But God sent me away today to challenge you to begin to prepare for it. At the beginning of this year, I was talking to two of our regional bishops. We were basically having a chat on Facebook, on WhatsApp. And they were not, so I was talking to each of them separately. And we were not like the three of us in the conversation. So it was one conversation with one and one conversation with another. And within that conversation, at one point, they then both just sent me literally the same thing. And a prophetic word that they released and said, get ready for expansion this year. Your life is about to expand this year. I received that word and began to pray over it, you know, but then moved on. This last week, Tuesday, as we are wrapping up the first quarter of the year, I was trying to, you know, take time out and just pray, you know, and re-strategize over certain things. So I left home on Tuesday morning. I went away, called a certain farm place. I said, I'm coming to stay at the farm. I went, stayed at the farm, you know, say resort, a game resort farm kind of thing. Went there Tuesday, locked myself there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Came back on Friday, came straight into a meeting, and from that meeting, there was a dinner in the evening. My wife and I went to that dinner, and I was just basically attending that dinner, but for some reason, then they asked me to go and pray. And immediately after I finished praying, this man walks to me and says, he asked me, sir, who are you? So I tell him, and he's like, I don't know, but when you are praying, God was telling me, get ready for expansion. God was telling me expansion. And I said, this is exactly what God was dealing with me at my retreat. He was literally announcing to me, a season of expansion is coming. And may I declare over your life, by the same mandate of heaven that is speaking concerning this season, may your expansion come in the name of Jesus. I prophesy expansion in your business. I prophesy expansion in your education, expansion in your finances, expansion in your ministry, expansion in everything that concerns you. I pray every place of your smallness, it is now time up. God is about to relocate you. May God begin to shift you out of every place of smallness in the name of Jesus. I declare whatever has limited your life will not limit your life any longer. I pray for you now. Wherever you must begin to rise, begin to rise. Wherever you must begin to expand, begin to expand. Wherever you must begin to go, begin to go in the name of Jesus. May the supernatural power of God come upon you and enable you to begin to experience expansion. It says, enlarge the place of your dwelling. Stretch out your curtains. Lengthen your cords. Do not hold back. I declare over you, you will not hold back from what God has made possible. You will not act out of fear. Whatever has been intimidating you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will begin to pursue it. This year you are starting that project in the name of Jesus. This year you are writing that book in the name of Jesus. You are writing those songs in the name of Jesus. Whatever is in you that must come out this year, I begin to call it forth in the name of Jesus. Every gifting, every calling, every ministry, everything that must give you dominion and power, everything that must expand your influence, that must expand your relevance, I call it forth now in the name of Jesus. The voice of the enemy will not intimidate you. For the longest time, you felt like you don't qualify. You felt like you are not worthy. I declare over you by the word of God, you are worthy in the name of Jesus. Somebody stand to your feet and begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to declare, I am worthy of everything that God has made possible for my life. I am worthy for that job. I am worthy for that business. I am worthy for that scholarship. I am worthy for that promotion. I am worthy for that marriage. I am worthy for that increase. Whatever must come to me as a matter of expansion, may it come to me in the name of Jesus. Shalarabashaya. I declare, Joshua generation, we are entering a season of expansion. God is saying to us, get ready for expansion. The kinds of business contracts you will have, they will need you to expand your partnerships, because God is releasing more than you can handle. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I wish somebody could plug into this moment right now and begin to download this prophecy. Begin to activate this prophecy. Begin to activate and trigger the manifestation of this prophecy. Shakara bajanda. Elekele bahaya labashaya. Elekele bahaya labashaya. Elika labashaya. Elekele bashaya. Whatever held you back will not hold you back. The Spirit of God begins to transform your mind now. Your mindset begins to expand. Your systems and your structures begin to expand. You are going to be uncomfortable with smallness in the name of Jesus. Shakarabash. Shekerebosh. Rekabayanda rababosh. Rekelebahaya labashaya. Elekelebahaya labashaya. Mekelebahaya labashaya. We are about to close, but somebody needs to pray for your expansion. Somebody needs to believe God for expansion. Oh, Rabba Shakaya, I see increase over the choir, increase over the counselors, expansion over every ministry, expansion in the ushers, expansion in hospitality, expansion in the media, expansion in evangelism, expansion in every department, expansion in the work of the youth ministry in this nation and in the nations of the world. The Lord is releasing to us nations. The Lord is trusting us with the next level. The Lord is releasing to us thousands upon thousands, the thousands of young people that need to be discipled in this nation. The Lord is releasing them to Joshua generation. Rakaba yanda, lekeliba hayanda, lekeliba shakaya rabasaya. Expansion is beginning to be activated now. Enlarge the place of your dwelling. Rakaya bashaya. Lekeleba hayanda. Rekeleba hayanda. Rekeleba hayanda. Some of your expansion will mean getting a new job. You have dwelt on that mountain for too long. God is calling you to expand. Rakabayanda. You've been comfortable running that business in that location. You've been comfortable doing business at that level. But the Lord is saying expansion is coming. Get ready for expansion. Get ready for expansion. Get ready for expansion. It is a season of expansion. Your divine overflow is coming to lead into an expansion. Lord, we believe for it. We believe for our expansion. I want you to lift your hands in a symbol of expansion. If you must move away from the person next to you, just stretch out your hands as wide as you can as a sign of your expansion. Business expansion, career expansion, financial expansion, leadership expansion, relevance expansion. Kareba shakalibra saya. Dokas just come. Karava shakalibra hayeke. Yeah, just come. Kareva what's her name again? Where's your sister? Yeah, both of you come. Raba shakalibra sakaliba. I see expansion over both of you. Rakayande leva shakaraba saya. Lekeleba shakalaba saya. Elekeleba shalekalaba saya. Expansion over Dokas. Expansion over Sara Karava Shakalibra Sekeleva Rekeleva Shaleva Sayanda Elekarabasa. God will begin to explode what you do. God will begin to increase you in a way like never before. You begin to hold money you have never held before. God will begin to open territories for you to dominate and to possess. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is saying he has seen your tears. He has seen the many times you have cried. He has seen the many times you have felt like a failure. But he's saying over you now, the Spirit of God arises and leads you into expansion. Release now, oh God, a graceful expansion. Release, oh God, a graceful expansion. I see your works going to nations in the name of Jesus. I see nations coming to feed from your gifting in the name of Jesus. Hararabasha. Hidedebosh. Orararabasha. Rikelebashaya. Somebody pray in the spirit. Our time is up. We are closing. But there's an expansion that must come your way. There's an expansion that must be activated in your life right now. Shalarabashaya. Lekeliba kayanda. The place where you dwell has become too small. The place of your business, the place of your leadership, the place of your opportunities has become too small. Get ready for expansion. Enlarge the place of your dwelling. Enlarge the place of your tent. Wherever you've been building, God is saying enlarge. Whatever you've been building, God is saying enlarge. Some of you need to go and revisit your vision. You need to go and revisit your plan. What you've been planning is too small for what God is planning for you. You need to adjust your plan and make it bigger, like God says so. Graceful expansion. Graceful expansion. We begin to locate many of you in the room right now. Graceful expansion begins to locate many of you in the room right now. Stretch out your hands like you're expanding. Graceful expansion is going to be released now. The power of the Holy Spirit begins to move now and releases a graceful expansion from the front to the back. Receive grace for expansion now. Entrepreneurs begin to rise. Ministers begin to rise. Intercessors begin to rise. Prophets begin to rise. Pastors begin to rise. Lawyers begin to rise. Business people begin to rise. Expansion comes upon you now. Expansion, expansion, expansion. Expansion, expansion. The place where you are cannot contain what God is preparing for you. The place where you are cannot handle the results that God wants to give you. You need a bigger mindset. You need bigger systems and structures. You need to be tired of your smallness. Says you will be the head and not the tail. You will lend to many nations and not borrow. Expansion. 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 Let me tell you, this year there will be testimonies of expansion. I see them over the ministry. I see them over your life. You will testify of your expansion. You come and tell us, Pastor, I've expanded my business. My career has expanded. My ministry has expanded. My gifting has expanded. My finances have expanded. Go and get that bank account open. The kind of money that is coming, we need it. Go and get that passport. The kind of expansion that is coming, we need you to travel to the nations. Prepare for your expansion. Every hand lifted now.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. We pray that you are blessed. We hope that you can join us for the next episode. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Joshua Generation BLCI.